more and more of the AI players are very much looking at, well, hang on a minute, part of the way we can train our AIs is to recognize the jurisdiction, and we can build a tool because it is going to be at scale. It is going to be about numbers. I mean, I, as many people will know, I spend a lot of time traveling the world at advice tech events. I was actually at a conference about 6 weeks ago where both Microsoft and Google presented their respective AI strategies for wealth. And it's worth mentioning that, they were coming to a wealth tech conference to talk about, if you actually look at it, there's some, again, a stat I used at our Empowering Advice Through Technology conference in January. According to the World Economic Forum, the second most popular job over the next 5 years is going to be fintech engineers. That blows me away. And it really is going to be interesting. I mean, what I will say about the two strategies from those two organizations, they are so different. And I hear AIs telling me they can deal with everyone, and I'm not sure that's going to be true, because I look at what Google are doing, which is incredibly open architecture, and I look at what Microsoft are doing, and it's incredibly integrated. So I think that's going to be a challenge. Couple of things that have come up. First one is people saying, how are you surveying, getting feedback from consumers on your consumer duty compliance? Peter, you already mentioned VouchedFor, I think. Any other processes either of you would like to mention?
No, that's the only one I use. It has flaws in that, it seeks for everybody to have 5 stars, and you're always going to have some clients that like to share their opinion, and I've got one client that goes, "Oh, how are you doing today?" And you'll go, "I'm middle for diddling," and you go, and that's how he'll answer it. So he'll only ever give you middle for diddle. So that's 3 stars out of 5, and they don't understand the impact that has on the consumer duty output, but probably more importantly on the publicly website side of things, how that affects things. So that's a bit of a problem. Just a slightly different point on the MI, if I may, very quickly.
Please.
We all talk about MI and a relation to our regulator, but our biggest regulator is actually our PI insurer, because without them, we don't work. And the frustration I get with CRM systems that they don't provide enough PI based data. They could easily create a sheet. They must know what the PI vendors want in terms of management information, and they only seem to ever focus on what we need from an FCA reporting point of view. But the PI people are just as important, because at the end of the day, the regulators can tell you whatever they want, but if your PI insurance doesn't allow you to do it, you've got a secondary regulator. And I think more of the management information on a lot of these dashboards needs to be thinking about, what do we need to provide every year when the PI comes around? Because actually, the hardest form I have to fill out the first time was the FCA report. But after that, it's the PI form every year. It takes me the longest out of all the things I have to do as a manager of the business.
I'm willing to be corrected on that, but I think Model Office have done a lot of work in that area. So you may want to look at what they're doing. Lavinia, did you want to add to that before I've got one final question for you both. But anything else you wanted to add to what Peter just said?
Yes, I equally use VouchedFor. I love hate relationship, like you said. It just very much depends on the client's view on the day. And also, I've had a client once say to me, "I never give anyone 5 stars."
Doesn't help.
I never give anyone 5 stars, regardless of how well they've done. When you're faced with those kind of clients, then it does, I suppose,
some
become a
reporting
challenge.
tools ignore the top 10% and the bottom 10%. Maybe they need to think of that one. Okay, my last question, if I may, and it's actually come from Andrew Green, although I'm gonna modify the question he's asked in the chat. First one is, how has technology, or actually, I'm going to ask it slightly differently, has technology improved your consumer duty reporting? And I'm going to ask actually for kind of yes or no on that one. Simple summary. Would you want to do it any other way? Firstly, asking about technology for your consumer duty reporting.
It will, I think's the answer. I think it will. It will, because if I look at the data points that we got to cover, it's getting better, and it will make the information that we have, you know, how frequently we see clients, how we record vulnerability, how recording ATRs, how often we update things, how quickly our advisors deal with their tasks. So it will. Is it necessary during to today? Some areas, but it will in time.
Great. Lavinia?
Yeah, I agree. Massive improvement over the last 12 months. I'm seeing, you know, technology progressing in leaps and bounds. I mean, whatever was available 12 months ago and what's available now, it's incredible. It's blowing my mind. You know, so for example, Advisory AI have a compliance tool that's coming alongside MI and EV, who are their note taker and their advisory power planner support. And Colin is supposed to come along and provide that consumer duty reporting by ticking boxes as you go along and providing a little summary at the end by saying, yes, you have met the client's objectives. Yes, you have provided for all the regulators requests when it comes to this type of advice. And from that perspective, you know, it blows my mind. And you're mentioning there, Peter, about how can you fill in that PI form, that horrendous form every year. I fully expect that within the next 12 months, that should be an AI job, should be very quickly linked to your CRM system and pre-filled automatically for you to check. That is my expectation from the industry. I think we have the capability, and I very much hope to see that soon, because everything's possible now. We just have to get the people behind the tech to be able to deliver it for us. And, you know, I'm very excited about this all.